So we've got this round of it happen in Florida. I hesitate to use the word educational, because when you say educational, then you think, well, it's not going to be fun. And I feel like it is going to be fun, but we are going to learn a few things. So, and if you'd like to compete, you can certainly do that at 844-4WW-SHOW. Distinguish the Florida story from the other two. They're all true. It's just that one of them happened in the Sunshine State, and you have to spot it first. Woody has story number one.
Quick question for you, Wilcox Chelsea. Let's say you spot a lump on your face. How long until you go get medical help for that lump on your face? A small lump.
A week.
A week.
I've had a few of those scenarios where I think, oh, I've just got like a zit or something, and then it persists.
Correct.
And grows to volcano size.
Let me change it
up for
you.
But I've never gone to the doctor, because, you know, every time, eventually it goes away.
Okay, what if that lump was itchy? Would that make you go to the doctor faster?
No.
What about if that lump was itchy and it was moving?
That's a different. I've never had one that's moving.
The 32-year-old woman waited 15 days after first noticing an itchy lump on her face that appeared to be moving. It was first below her left eye. 5 days later, it had moved to above her left eye. And then 10 days after that, it was in her upper lip.
Son bitch.
She documented these changes by taking selfies of herself and posting them onto social media.
Some sort of performance art?
Nope.
She didn't know what it was?
Nope, but she was asking, of course, the world's best medical help.
WebMD?
Not WebMD. Your friends on social media, Chelsea.
She's not concerned that something in her face is moving. She's got something living in her face.
She caught the worm when she was bitten by a mosquito in a rural area. Usually only transmitted to animals. Somehow, she had a nematode in her face.
From a mosquito?
That's correct.
You know about my problems.
Usually affects dogs and cats, but mosquitoes can pick it up and carry it to people on occasion.
A mosquito transferred a worm into a woman's face, is what you just said.
That's a fact. It's a parasite, a cousin of the heartworm. Is it in Florida where she was bitten by a mosquito that was carrying a different parasite and she waited 15 days of moving itchy lump on her face before going to the doctor?
Story number two, I think when you look up It Happened in Florida story, the headline from story number two is the one that's there in the dictionary. And I quote, man breaks into home, eats frosted flakes after passing out at adult entertainment store.
Wait, what?
I say, man breaks into home, eats frosted flakes after passing out at adult entertainment store. Story number two comes to us from a particular state that remains nameless at this point, but it started when a woman called the police because she woke up in her bedroom to find a man eating frosted flakes at the foot of her bed. The woman described the man as tall, thin, and white, wearing a gray shirt. She told the police that when she woke up startled to see the man eating frosted flakes at the foot of her bed, he said, hi, and then walked out of the room. Now, it sounds creepy. The good news is he did not touch the woman. He did not steal anything. Of course, the police showed up. They then realized that it was the same man that they had been alerted to who had been spotted sleeping in a viewing area at an adult entertainment store.
A viewing area?
That's right, yes. Chelsea.
They have an area?
That's right.
Some of them do.
Some of them have a viewing area, Chelsea.
You gotta buy tokens.
It is frowned upon for you to be sleeping in the viewing area. You're doing it wrong is the way I would phrase that, although cheaper than a hotel.
So comfortable in there.
Man breaks into home, eats frosted flakes after passing out at an adult entertainment store. Is it Florida is my question for you. Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story is a sad tale of a woman attacking her boyfriend with three separate weapons. Good news is the 38-year-old is now behind bars. The reason it's an It Happened in Florida story is she started with the first weapon, which was a cat, escalated to pillow, and then tried to finish off her boyfriend with a couch cushion. And that's when he's like, nobody goes couch cushion on me. I'm calling the cops.
You're saying that was a progression of weapons used?
That's correct.
You started with the cat? I mean, cat's the finisher.
I would figure that
you go cushion, pillow, cat. You don't go cat, pillow, cushion.
I agree with you.
Bush league.
She started the argument by throwing the cat at her boyfriend's lap he sat on the couch.
Nope.
She then retreated to the bedroom and got a pillow and then struck him about the head and shoulders multiple times before finally removing a couch cushion that he was sitting next to and hitting him with that. For me...
What is this, amateur hour?
Right. You always go pillow, cushion, cat. Never cat, pillow, cushion. Was it in Florida where there was more cushion for the pushing?
All right. Oh, that's enough.
And he jerked him off.
Stop it.
The whole story so you could say that.
Jed.
God help you and those who listen.
All three stories actually happened. Which one went down in the plywood state?
You know, I got to be honest. The first two sound so obviously Florida that they kind of canceled each other out. I got to go for the third one.
You're going to go story number three, really?
Yeah, I got to. The first two just seemed so obvious that it's not going to be it. Mm. I think it's a little...
I like it, Jed. Nice way to think it through. Yes. Story number three, Niceville, Florida is where the woman went cat pillow cushion.
And the man who went Frosted Flakes after passing out at an adult entertainment store. Ohio is where that one went down. Sylvania Township, Ohio, which is near Toledo, I'm told.
And if you've got an itchy, moving lump under your skin and you wait 15 days before going to see a doctor. Chelsea, go ahead and take a look at these photos.
I won't. I can't do it.
No, just look right here. You see this? That's the lump under her eye, above her eye. That's what her lip looked like. And that's the worm that they pulled out.
That lip.
I'm going to post this on the Woody and Wilcox.
Cool Beans, we're going to need you to grab that lip from Chelsea.
Russia is where that one went down. So.
Can we tweet that out?
Absolutely.
At Woody and Wilcox, we'll get that story out to you.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.